Good morning. This morning, the subject of my, or the name for my lesson is Pass the Salt, Please. Do you like salt on your food? My wife would say that I like salt a little bit too much. Anytime I used to ask her to pass the salt or remember to ask for salt packets at the drive-thru, she would try to convince me that I don't need any salt. After 24 years of marriage, I think she's given up. Why do we like salt? It brings flavor to that maybe is hidden out in our food and needs to be brought out because it tastes a little bit bland to our liking. Makes it taste better to us. We store it in shakers, sometimes with little pieces of macaroni or I've heard rice to keep it fresh. How many people have ever heard the saying, those are real salt of the earth people? It's not referring to Lot's wife. It means that they're very good and honest people in the way they conduct themselves. People put macaroni pieces of rice in their salt shaker to absorb moisture so the salt doesn't clump up and get ruined. I'd like to turn now to Matthew 5, 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out or to be trodden underfoot of man. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hidden. To us, we need the Bible to keep from clumping up our lives. We're the salt of the earth. We need that. We need that relationship with God to stay strong so we can have flavor. Mark 9 and 50, we find Mark's account of this. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other. Okay, we're supposed to have salt among ourselves and be peaceful with each other. We need to have the word in order to do that. Luke 14, 34 through 35, we find Luke's account of this. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can we be made salty again? It is neither fit for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. So we get a more even worthless view of salt that is no good anymore. There's just no use for it. The same with us if we're not going to be showing our light to others in the things we say and do when we go out into the world. We're not making anything better in God's eyes. The world needs salt, and we are the salt. When we go into the world, as we must, we have to remember the Bible and remember its teaching and not become like the world, adopting their behavior and their way of talking. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 23. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant to all, that I may gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I may gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without the law. Being now without the law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I may gain them that are without the law. To the weak became I as weak, that I may gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Paul acknowledged a need to be acceptable to people in order to have an opportunity to have a chance at getting them to openly accept the word. We have to build a relationship with people in order to successfully get them to Christ and have that relationship with God take root. We go back to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Verses 3-9. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came up and devoured them. And some fell among the stony places, where they had not much earth, wherewith they sprung up, because they had no depth of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no roots, they withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. He who has ears to hear, let them hear. I didn't want to go that far. Hear the prayer. Let's go to 18 through 23. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into the stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receive it. Yet he has no root in himself, but endureth for a while, and then tribulation or persecution arises because of the word. By and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of the riches choke out the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. It is great for us to give the world the gospel in little bits here and there as we go on our way to people that we're never going to see again. That's a good thing. But it's better if we can invest in people and make sure we are there for them when they have problems or have a question, and the fruits of our labor can be cared for properly, and what we have planted doesn't get choked out because the person that we've told has no depth of ground, and they, when trouble arises, they're not strong enough, and we're not there to help them. We need to be able to invest in people and show them but as necessary for their salvation. And we need to invest in people in order that the fruits of our labor aren't in vain. Mark 11, verses 12 and 14. And on the morrow, when they were come to Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing the fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Then down further in the chapter 20 through 23, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling remembrance, saith to him, Master, look, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered unto them, Have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, ye shall be moved, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have what he saith. Being fruitful, being unfruitful is not pleasurable to our Lord. A container of salt just left on the counter enhances nothing. Salt that sits out in the elements too long without the rice or macaroni to keep it from clumping up begins to have problems. If all we surround ourselves with is people of the world, then slowly but surely we become the one being seasoned with the world. The things of the world become less and less of an issue to us. Sin is understandable why people enjoy certain things. We start to understand their ways of thinking because we no longer have anything to keep us fresh. Ephesians 5, 1 through 20. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and hath given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be named once among you, as becometh saints, nor filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For you are sometimes darkness, but now you are the light of the world, the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart, giving thanks always for all things unto the Lord, and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be able to realize who we are and what we are here for. James 1, 23 and 20 through 25. For if anybody be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goes his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. We can't forget where we came from, and we should be emboldened to let others in on where the joy and hope that we have comes from. Can you oversalt something? Yes. If you oversalt something, it can ruin it, and all you taste is the salt. At least when something doesn't have enough salt, you can still swallow it and then add more salt. Too much salt, you spit it out, and the food is just ruined when you put too much salt on it. We can do that spiritually as well. Being overzealous, impatient, pushy, or too judgmental. We have to realize that people are growing and have to be patient with their growth. I might not see the verses the same as somebody else does. We are servants of God. And if it isn't something expressly told to us that is sin, then we have to let that person serve God and listen to their own conscience about their service. Romans 14. I'm just going to read the 22nd and 23rd verse. Hast thou have faith, have it to yourself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. We need to be careful with how we handle each other and show love to each other. The only way the world can come to Christ is if they get it from Christians. We have the flavor in Christ that the world needs to be cleansed of their sin. Are we going to give them that? Are we opening up ourselves entirely to the worldly ways and conforming them and losing our savor or losing our savior? We can't be that way. We need to be the salt that has flavor, and the flavor is in Christ, and we need to be that. If you haven't become a member of God's kingdom and you want to do that, you have an opportunity to do that by being baptized and following his word. If you have fallen short or have another issue that the church can help you with, you have that opportunity as we stand and sing the invitation song.